Blog Talk Radio.
Unmute me, dude. Dude.
Yo, can you hear me, my dog?
Yeah. What you doing?
How do I sound now, B?
Yeah, better. I don't know what you.
We like that. Hey, listen, we're gonna download this joint and we're gonna edit it, yo. So I'm about to start the intro again for 10 seconds. Then we're gonna peep.
That intro.
Then we're gonna start.
10 seconds. Yeah.
Boom.
Right.
Hold up. I gotta learn how to do this. All right, there we go. 10 seconds, Paul. This is a little test case for us. We'll be right back. Yo, you out there?
Yeah.
Hey, look, it's stuck. It's like it won't stop playing.
God,
so I just had to mute the joint, man. So, you know, we'll play around with this thing, man. Let's jump right in real quick, though, man. Let's just get into the topic of today's discussion. Steph Curry, the greatest shooter of all time, yay or nay? I got some numbers. I don't know what type of research you did on the back end, but I got some numbers.
I'm just telling you he's the best basketball player of all time. Let's just
start. Oh, you going basketball? You going basketball?
Period. I'm talking Rucker.
Oh, wow. That's interesting.
I'm talking Rucker to NBA Finals. I'm talking Rucker to Jordan. He's the best out there.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, that's not accurate at all.
Well, are you sure? Did you see him last night when he hit 51?
I mean,
like
51
it was,
is...
It was his job to do that.
I mean, 51 is good. And to answer your question, no, I didn't see it. However, what did he do on the defensive end?
What?
What did he do on the defensive end?
When's the last time defense mattered in the NBA?
It's not about mattering in the NBA. You made an outlandish statement that he's the best basketball player of all time. There are two sides to basketball, offense and defense.
No, it's only about it's about getting buckets.
Listen, my friend,
it's about getting buckets. They play defense just so they can get buckets. That's the only reason people play defense.
I mean, I hear you, right? I do hear that. However, when we start talking about...
He's the best at getting buckets.
But that's not what makes a basketball player is what I'm getting. I mean, you talk about being the best basketball player of all time. I mean, basketball is more than just getting buckets, man. You also have to stop people from getting buckets.
Wow. I don't even know who this is at this point. What else is there other than getting buckets?
They're stopping people from getting buckets. Let me just throw some numbers at you. Steph Curry versus Michael Jordan.
People miss. That's how people stop people from – people are – the NBA – I hear Mark Jackson talking about, oh, you got to get some stops. Oh, really? You mean they missed the shot? That's a stop? That's not a stop. I'm not trying to
– What is it? If that's not a stop, what is
it? It's a missed basket. That's a missed bucket. That's all it is. That's not a stop. You're like, oh, I did something. I put a hand up. Hand down, man down. I'm not trying to hear that. Basketball is simply about one thing now, getting buckets. Can anybody refute it?
If it's solely about getting buckets, then Jordan kills Curry, period.
Not after last night.
Listen, check out these offensive stats, right?
Yeah, I know. Jordan, 30.1. Ain't nobody getting buckets like Steph Curry in the last 18 months. Ain't nobody doing it. It's like when
hold on, remember
when Tracy McGrady was doing his thing for 18 months?
Oh, hey, listen. Anytime you want to go with McGrady, I'm with it.
He did not get not one stop. He make one block. He make one steal. All right? He just got buckets.
It didn't. Listen, nobody cared about McGrady's defensive game because he could get buckets. I give you that. But I would still never say that in that six-year span that McGrady was the best basketball player of all time within that span. I still wouldn't say that, even though he was unstoppable. He scored 46 points in 10 seconds one game.
Steph Curry you can't hold Steph Curry. Name somebody that can hold Steph Curry. You can't. He's the best ever. Jordan can't hold Steph Curry.
You know what? The problem with that statement is, and I think a lot of that is related to the athletes that are in the game now, is the perimeter players are pretty weak in the league right now. But I can easily see.
Oh, really? Oh, really?
I can easily see.
You got Russell Westbrook out there. You got Chris Paul out there. Y'all better stop talking.
No. I'm talking about. Okay, listen. What wing player or what? Just say name one player that you could say
Lillard,
in the league right now that
Lillard.
You could go ahead and you put against Steph Curry.
Nobody. He's the best ever. I can't name a defensive player ever that can hold Steph Curry.
Michael Jordan would kill Steph Curry.
You crazy. You out of control. You saw what Iverson
his
did
length,
to Jordan.
His quick feet. That's the problem with Steph Curry. People are not able to stay close enough to him for those open shots. It's easy
you
to stop
what,
Steph
you
Curry.
What, you know what? You know, listen, this is, everybody thinks Curry's shooting makes him the best player ever. It's not. It's his handles. You saw
no, it's not even his handles, Marcus. Uh-huh. It's his off-the-ball movement. He's able to find open spots.
He ain't that quick off the ball. They set mad picks up for him. What he do when he get the ball in his hand, it's over. He got the best handles combined with the shooting. So
Kyrie has better handles than Curry.
I was going to say that. Kyrie has the third best handles ever in the history of basketball. But all I'm saying is the combination of Steph's handles and his dead-eye shooting, forget about it.
His lack of quickness against a legitimate defender would be his issue. And that's why I can't put him up as the greatest
basketball player of all time.
Let me find a defensive player. I will put Iguodala against Curry, but they happen to be on the same team.
Iguodala?
Yeah.
Iguodala can't hold Curry lunchbox.
I will put Iguodala against Curry. If it was a game to 10 and you can only score by 1 point, Iguodala wins
Curry
that
wins
game 10-7.
Curry wins 10-1. Straight like that.
It's not make it take it. It's not make it take it, though. Can't be make it take it.
Not a problem. It's four shots. Curry wins 11-1. It's four shots. That kid ain't playing around.
What you mean four shots? The game is the 10 by 1 point.
Threes.
Now, no threes. Just straight up ones. Only ones.
Now you're trying to take away his bad game. You're trying to take away his game. No, straight like that is name a defensive player. Go back into history.
I can't think of a – and that's part of the problem with the NBA right now. It's like you can't think of an actual shutdown defender right now. What about what's your boy out of Memphis? Who's with Memphis? What's his name, man? Busted his knee up. God. Tony Allen.
Man, come on, B. Will you stop teasing me?
Let me see. Uh-oh, here it is. Tony Allen and Steph Curry ain't nothing.
Against who?
Tony Allen says Curry.
Look at the stat chart from last night.
He said he ain't nothing I ain't never seen before. Tony Allen would get Steph Curry.
Isaiah Thomas? Who's that?
I got Steph Curry over. I mean, I got Tony Allen over Steph Curry.
Wait a minute. Who said he ain't nothing he ain't seen before? You're breaking up.
Matter of fact, let me get some stats right quick. Can you hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you.
Mic check. All right, check it out. All right. Here we go.
Go deep in the mind of Minolta. Look defensively. Who you think that could hold him? Scottie Pippen. He ain't fast enough on the perimeter. Who's a locked out? Gary Payton is the only one that's going to give him an issue.
Scottie Pippen would destroy Curry.
You crazy.
Yeah, Scottie Pippen got Curry. Easy. MJ got Curry. Kobe in his prime has Curry. Matter of fact, I'm talking about one, like, if they just said, listen, Kobe, your mission tonight is to shut down Curry. Kobe was shutting down.
Who is going to guard Curry 25 feet out?
That's my whole point. The defensive strategy is wherever Curry goes, you got to be there.
Only guy that's doing that is Gary Payton, and he can only do it for a half. Curry gonna get 20 on Payton. It's just hands down. He's the best ever, right?
Nah,
I don't want to hear.
Ain't no way in the world. No way in the world.
Just put 51 up on a Thursday, like it was his duty to do that. You don't do that on no Thursday. Because the night before he hit 50. You don't do that.
Nah, listen. I mean, I'm taking Kobe in his prime in a game seven Western Conference Finals. Kobe in his prime holds Curry to 19 points on 8 of 23 shooting.
You crazy. Curry had the worst shooting series of his life in the finals last year, and he still was MVP and won it for him. You're not ready. I know you don't want to hear it. Look, man, sometimes you just got to give it up, man. I know none of y'all want to give it up. Like, the source, they didn't even want to give Illmatic 5 mics. I understand that. Nobody wants to go out on it and say it. I'm saying it. Steph Curry's the best basketball player ever.
Nowhere close.
He's getting buckets.
He's not even on Jeff Hornacek's level.
Oh boy! Now you're just being belligerent. Jeff Hornacek, come on, man. I mean, for real. Who can guard Steph Curry?
Hey, listen, I got some backup in the house. My man's fresh up out of Houston. Listen, here's the scenario. We got Kobe in his prime versus Steph Curry in a Game 7 Western Conference Finals. I'm going with Kobe. What you got, Wing?
I have to go with Kobe all day, man.
Wow. Maybe y'all didn't see.
He'd lock him down. He's too long.
Too long. Man. And quicker to Curry.
Here's the thing.
Right. We're not talking about these scrubs in the NBA now, man.
Everybody say that. Everybody, like, the good old days was the good old days. But
no,
I'm here
it's
to
not
tell,
much. No,
it's
it,
something
it
new.
The good old days was the good old days. I mean, come on now. Steph Curry having his second good year, and now he the best player ever.
You heard it?
I mean, come
Marcus,
on, man.
You're out of line, Mark.
Talk to me about six. If he do this for 5 or 6 years, then you can talk to me about, I like Steph Curry.
I'm glad you said that.
Nice.
You know what? I'm very glad you said that.
In 5 or 6 years, if he continues.
I'm glad
this,
you said. Look,
then,
let me break that down. I'm glad he needs to do it for 5 or 6 years more, right?
What you're saying,
all he has to do is replicate what he's doing right now for 5 or 6 years, and he's the greatest ever. So
no,
he's done it.
No, I said, then you can talk to me. I didn't say he was the
right,
best.
Right.
I said, then you
then
can
we
talk
can
to
start
me.
The
see,
conversation,
see,
Mark.
See, Kobe did it for about a good 14 years. You know, he was killing people for about 14 years. He'd been in the league for 20.
Kobe barely, his PER rating is mad low, and he's...
Man, Mark,
you
don't
really
care about no PER rating,
now,
man. Don't be bringing up that BS on the GOAT show, man.
He's a 38-year-old guy, man. Come on, man. We're not talking about this year.
Oh, I don't count the last 5 years for Kobe.
Right.
I just take his championship years.
Did you forget
Kobe championship years.
You just take the non-championship years. Did you forget the years... Do you forget that year when Kobe, I think he hit like 40, like 12 times straight?
He was the MVP of the
Marcus,
league.
Did you forget about Kobe hitting 81?
Right.
Yeah, that was against a team that they only had four players.
Lord,
remember, the one guy was out. They had four players on the court.
Hold up. It's the NBA team, right? He hit 81 and didn't even play the fourth. He hit 81 and didn't even play the fourth.
How many MVPs does Kobe have, league MVPs?
He only has one.
Hold on, I got that for you right quick.
Hold up. You know why? Let me tell you why.
Here we go.
Because he played during the time of Shaquille O'Neal. That's one.
Shaquille.
And they were on the same team.
Tim Duncan.
He played during the time of
Tim
Duncan. Another great
MVP.
Hold up. And then he played during the era of LeBron James. LeBron James got
he was he was the up and coming NBA poster child, so they gave it to him just off the break.
He got robbed. He should have too, because he got robbed here that the first year they gave it to Steve Nash.
But it, hey, listen, Marcus, to your point, Steph has one, Kobe has one.
Okay, I'm glad you said that. That just rested just, all
that,
of those
that,
arguments.
That's how many
that just rested
too.
All of those arguments.
But check this out, Mark. How many Finals MVPs does Steph Curry have?
Zero. Zero.
None.
Exactly.
None.
How you gonna have Iguodala as the MVP and you're supposed to be the best player on the planet, man? Come on, get out of here.
Let me ask you a question. Iguodala got open because Steph. Four people was trying to guard Steph. Straight like that. That's how he got open.
Mark, I don't think you watched the finals.
I watched the finals, son. I saw Steph Curry surpass LeBron at tip off on game one. Y'all not ready.
And that was the first and last play you saw the finals, man. Kobe has 11 NBA first teams, 15 all NBA teams. Now check this out. Kobe has 9 all defensive first teams, 12 all defensive teams.
Let me tell you,
Curry hadn't even led the league in scoring yet.
He's never shot the ball like Steph Curry, because Steph Curry's about getting bucket.
Gosh. Listen, all right,
Curry's about getting bucket.
Say what you want. Steph Curry got records already. Steph Curry's about getting bucket. He'll care about nothing else. And who can guard him? Nobody can guard him.
That's the whole point, Mark. That's what you're missing.
Hey, check this out. My boy Damian Lillard gave 51 last week. You ain't said nothing about that, huh?
Let's dig deeper into that game.
Hey, look, check this out. Not only did he give him 51 in that game, the time they played before that, he gave him like 40-something.
Is Damian Lillard even on the All-Star team? I mean, everybody makes All-Star team.
He should have been, though.
Ain't no shoulda.
That's a fan vote, bro. Kobe was the number one vote getter, bro.
Ain't no shoulda.
Kobe was the number one vote getter. Would you say his what was low this year? Exactly. So there's your case about the All Star game. Kobe was
ain't
the number
no
one vote getter,
shoulda.
Yo.
Lillard been in the league 4 years. No All Star. I'm not trying to hear that.
Damian Lillard blew the man up for 51 points on 18 of 28 shooting.
And they lost.
Steph Curry wasn't
lost.
Guarding him.
He can't. He can't guard nobody.
Here's the thing. Let me tell you something about Golden State. Golden State is like, look, you will let your best guy get off. Nobody else getting off. That's it. That's what they do every time. That's why they let LeBron try to get off.
So why did they lose?
That's why they let LeBron get off.
Why did they lose? Why did they lose, though?
Why did who lose?
Why did they lose that game to Portland? So just, are we going to let your best man get off?
Wait a minute, they 50-5. You want to talk about wins and losses?
I just asked you a
they
question.
They 50-5.
I just asked you a question, though.
Hey, Mark, at 50-5 against a watered-down NBA, Curry ain't nothing.
The old
Curry ain't nothing but
better.
Dell Curry 2.0,
here we go.
Man.
Here we go. The old school.
He's better than Dell Curry 2.0, though. But
no, you know what? You know who Steph Curry is? He's Abdul Mahmoud. If Mahmoud would have just really blossomed, you remember Mahmoud when he got?
Yeah, he was nice. He didn't have a handle quite like Steph, though.
No,
but
he was on that level.
But he could score. He could score. He could score, but he didn't have a handle quite like Steph.
Nobody does.
Kyrie got a better handle than Curry.
McCollum handle is just as good.
Chris Paul,
Kyrie's handle
Lillard.
Is just as good. Kyrie's handle is just as good.
I'll take Kyrie's handle any day.
Paul, Why do you think Chris Paul is so angry every time he plays Steph Curry? Because he know he better than him. Chris Paul is the only guy in the NBA that doesn't know Steph Curry is better than him. He still think he better than Steph.
He's not better than Steph, but I mean,
Chris Paul, he's
getting up there too. You know, his time is about to surpass him. He should have got on the Lakers.
Marcus, I think what I wanted you to really clarify.
Yeah.
Is how can you say that Steph Curry is the greatest basketball player? I mean, and I really think that you actually believe what you're saying, which is problematic.
It's not problematic. I'll break it down for you, son. It's real simple. You put Steph Curry on the floor with any basketball player you've ever seen. Who gonna guard him?
Who's gonna guard him? He can't guard
him. Nobody. Basketball is about getting buckets. Who's gonna guard Steph Curry when he's shooting at half court?
The only way to stop Steph Curry is you got to be in his chest. Matter of fact, let me tell you who would stop Steph Curry if it came down to it. Like, it was like, yo, we got to stop you. Ooh. One possession. I can name at least 10 all-time greats that would stop him on a must-have bucket.
It's the whole game. Anybody can grab and foul. You got to go name someone that grab and foul. Big deal.
But check this out. I can also name 5 players that on a must-have bucket that they would get the bucket no matter the defense. Curry's not on that level.
Yes, he is.
Magic.
He can shoot from anywhere.
Kobe.
He can shoot from anywhere.
Michael.
Magic can't shoot from anywhere. Kobe.
Magic will get you a bucket if you have to have a bucket.
They can't shoot from anywhere. They can't shoot from anywhere.
They need to win the championship. That's all I'm going to say. They need to win it. They can break the Bulls record. They can do all that. They need to win the championship. That's all.
Well, why do they
need
to win the championship?
Oh, so you think they'll be satisfied without winning the championship this year?
I'll be satisfied because I saw the best player ever. I seen the best player ever on the court. He's 6 foot.
Mark, you got to get out of Chicago, man. I didn't realize this. Chicago is a black hole.
Yeah, ain't he 6'5"? He might be 6'5".
He ain't no 6'5", man. He might be 6'3".
Steph Curry,
man.
Maybe 6'3". Maybe.
Maybe.
Y'all just pumped him up 2 more levels in. He's 6'3", doing that to people? That don't make no sense.
Marcus, I got to get you out of shot. Hey, but with that, Joe, we're getting ready to shut it on down. Go show. We rocking. Steph Curry, the greatest shooter of all time. The consensus coming out of this episode, definitely not. Go show and we out.